views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is the place where we give you tips and an art vision prompt that you can do at home to help you evolve ever closer to your true self and live Unstuck Joy. I'm so excited to talk to my guest today, Leah Guy. Leah is an intuitive healer, a spiritual teacher, and she's written this beautiful book, The Fearless Path, A Radical Awakening to Emotional Healing and Inner Peace. And Leah has used her own personal experiences of processing through addiction and eating disorders and rape and just stress. And she uses those to teach us how to process our own trauma and fear and come out on the other side to happiness and peace. And so welcome, Leah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, before we get started, I want to let everyone know what I'm doing today with the Art Vision prompt. And so today's prompt is, how do you process? Because we all process through these things differently. And so this one is called, how do you process? If you go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com, there's a link in the menu called Art Visioning. Underneath that is Art Vision Prompts. How do you process is this one. You can find instructions. And so what I've done is I have a body here because I've been working on painting body prints. And so this is a body print representing me going through a negative experience or hard emotions. And even though I don't always perceive it, I am connected to my soul, even if I can't see it all the time. And so the black is having those really heavy emotions. But if we allow ourselves to kind of see the lesson, we can learn things and kind of blooming through some of these hard experiences. My process is doing art and writing that helps me kind of work through things. And once I keep working through and processing, eventually I come out on the sunny side of my soul, and that's where I can feel that peace and that unstuck joy. So I'm going to do a slightly different version today, and we'll revisit it at the end of the show. So Leah, you talk about in your book, The Fearless Path, that kind of the buzzwords today are just let it go. Or detach from it. And you say that's really not the best way to achieve good emotional healing. And so can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Well, I guess the bottom line of it, or the quick answer is the idea of letting go feels, it feels like a route that would alleviate some of our pain and suffering, and no one wants to go through that. So
right.
Everyone's looking for kind of a quick way out, you know. But the truth is that there's really no place to go other than through and within. And so this idea of letting go, people just start creating a new anxiety and spinning their wheels of how to actually let go. Where do you put the stuff, you know? And the,
right.
The attachment just keeps us away from our own sense of our heart, from our own compassion, from our grief, from our love, from experiencing everything that we need to experience to go through the process of healing. So I think it's just kind of a shortcut that doesn't work. And if it did work, you know, all of us would be in a much better place. But the idea that, you know, just being able to detach from something and it not hurt us anymore is just not a reality.
Right. Because you say that with that detachment, that in the moment may seem like the best idea, really that's detaching us from our soul and from feeling that. And so we have to go through those emotions because our soul works through feelings and emotions. And so I really loved how you talked about our core pillar.
Yes.
Yeah, because it reminded me of that painting by Frida Kahlo that, you know, her spine is the broken pillar after she had gone through the accident and so many surgeries. But I loved how you said that each experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, if we'll process that and own it, basically, then each thing is another layer on the pillar that makes us stronger.
Right. And so what most people are trying to do is fragment themselves even more by this idea of detachment. And then they wonder why they feel weak or unstable or anxious or fearful or generally, you know, just not connected to who they are and what they want in their life anymore. And that's why, you know,
right.
Whole and be separate at the same time.
Yes.
So it hurts to go through the healing process, you know, and we don't know exactly when it's going to be over. And I'm the first one to tell you, you know, someone might call me a crybaby, but for me, I need the emotion and the tears and the movement to be part of my process. So I allow it and talk about it and move through it. And it doesn't feel good for me either, but it's the way for me to get somewhere else, you know?
Right. Right. And that is so true because, I went to the Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle this weekend, and we were talking about that, you know, going through these emotions and through this process to get to the other side, it's hard and it's sad and it wears you out. But, you know, I think of people in my life who do that detachment and, you know, try to let it go, and they think kind of on the outside, you know, they're doing okay, but you can see, you know, they're not really tapped into true happiness.
Well, or they start to accumulate other issues like insomnia or anxiety or overeating or overshopping.
Right.
We're going to go somewhere with the feeling. So it's either through that pain or it's going to come out in some other kind of form that often isn't that healthy for us. And then
Right. And
one's confused of why do I have this problem or issue or, you know, discord in my body or experience. So
right. And so I'm sorry, what?
Well, we're going to have it one way or the other. It's either, you know, go through the emotional part of it or go through, it's almost like a slow burn on the other side, whether it becomes, you know, an unhealthy characteristic or activity or something that we're involved in.
Right. That's so true. Well, you talk about not post-traumatic stress disorder, but post-traumatic emotional disorder. And so what is that and who would that affect?
Well, I think we all have post-traumatic emotional disorder to some degree. So the basic difference is PTSD, you know, we've come to think of it as something that happens with severe trauma or like in war or some like the gun shootings at schools and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those cause PTSD. But a lot of us have kind of an ongoing or unresolved issues from feeling emotionally pained and wounded that we haven't dealt with, especially from our childhood. And we don't have the coping skills or we don't have the environment or the knowledge of how to process and move through our experience. And so it accumulates in us. And then years later, weeks later, months later, but it's often years later when we come to a certain kind of maturity, then we realize, uh-oh, you know, I don't feel quite right. I don't feel safe. I don't feel visible. I don't feel worthy. You know, and all these things come up and they start to affect our jobs and our relationships and our friendships and so forth. And that's that kind of, you know, vague sense of emotional disorder, what I would call, because we're just functioning really in a survival state that doesn't include our best wellness.
It's right.
You know, when we get triggered with the emotional triggers, but there's not one particular stressful event that happened.
Right. So accumulation and kind of sweeping it under the rug. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't feel right. What's going on?
Yeah. But, you know, even the sweeping under the rug comment, I understand. I agree. As adults, we do that. But when we're children, we don't know what we're doing. It's too much for children to process or know how to deal with.
Right, right.
Being bullied or abused or ignored or going through a parent's divorce or feeling, you know, unloved and that kind of thing. A child doesn't know how to sweep it under the rug. They just become frozen, in essence,
right.
You know. But
right.
Still left with the same condition of an emotional disorder that years later they'll start to wake up to and then think something's wrong with their life. I think we need to educate people that there's nothing wrong with you, but we need to look at where the wounds are and then how can we, address those wounds.
Right. Well, you mentioned the word trigger, and I thought this was such a useful idea, the difference between trigger and emotion. And so, because you say that, you know, something may have happened 10 years ago and it can trigger. And I think the example you used was if you had a boyfriend and he cheated on you with your best friend, and 10 years later you smell her perfume and it's like, oh, I remember that. But we don't have to automatically get into the emotion of anger and, you know, resentment. And so talk about that. How can we discern between?
Well, we all have those triggers that come up, and some people don't call them that, but a lot of us do. And really, it's just the awareness. And once you have the awareness that something that might, affect you, that the awareness is that you're reacting to the trigger. You're not reacting to the present moment. And this is where mindfulness becomes very helpful. And it's very difficult. You know, we all get involved with our knee-jerk reactions and reactions to the triggers and so forth, because it immediately jolts us back into the pain. But if we can become aware enough and know that this is about that pain, this isn't about how I am right now.
Right, right.
A brain moment of really sensory, like get into your body, notice where you are, come from a place of a response instead of reaction. And that's how you know the difference of an emotional response versus a reactionary trigger.
Right. Well, we need to go to a break really quickly. Give everybody your website and how they can get in touch with you, what you offer, your book. I think you have some chakra meditation CDs to give away today. So how can they get in touch with you?
At modernsage.com, or my name, which is leahguy.com, LEAHGUY.com. And I have courses on a daily ohm. There's on iTunes, my meditation CDs. The book is available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target online, and a lot of other stores, and also Audible. So it's, if you search, you'll find it. That's for sure. It's
okay.
Chakra meditation.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, everybody. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking to Leah Guy, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at EliteTarot.com. That's ElitetaRot.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking to intuitive healer and author Leah Guy. So in her book, The Fearless Path, Leah uses the chakra system for each chapter. And so can you explain to us what the chakra are and what they do?
Sure. That's a big,
that's a big question.
Time we have left. But in general, I use that layout to give some framework to basically the main ways that we suffer and process emotions. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did is because the chakras are very helpful for me anyway, to understand and have a subtle awareness and relationship to what goes on emotionally and physically in our bodies and our lives. So, right. You know, we talk in the Western civilization here, we talk a lot about the seven main chakras, which I'm sure people have seen in their pictures of a meditating person or yoga, Buddha, that kind of thing. But there's in fact over 100 chakras in the body, and they're just energy vortexes that are measurable and that rotate and spin, just like all things have energy and movement. Right. And so we experience life in our emotions, the food we eat, the people we're around, our environments, our mental intake and so forth. Affected, just like all things are affected in our body. So it's basically like another layer of ourselves that is, creates the energy system. And a lot of even Eastern medicinal practices use the chakras and or energy system to help diagnose. And that's what I do as well. So I look at the energy along with emotion and mind to see a person's wellness overall. It's a safe way to work with our health for people that have been abused or traumatized in any kind of way, and they may not like physical touch or, you know, that kind of personal invasion. But essentially, so the seven main chakras, they all coordinate to a different part of our body, starting at our root chakra, going up to our crown chakra. And each one governs different organs and aspects of our physical self and our emotional parts of ourself. And there's different emotions that can get trapped and blocked in these areas. And that's what starts to create imbalance. It's not just imbalance in the chakras, and the chakras don't cause us to be sick or imbalanced, but it's the imbalance of our whole being. So if we're emotionally stuck or detaching and not in the flow of our emotional health, whether it's dealing with grief or pain or anger or bliss or joy or safety or whatever the emotion is, then our mind kicks into either survival mode, fight or flight, our adrenals get involved, our hormones get involved, our whole physical body gets involved with the emotion that we're experiencing or the one that we're trying to block, causing excess stress and excess overload in our bodies. And we can see that in the energy system, and we see it, how it starts to impact our physical health and our emotional health. So I don't know if you want specifics on each.
Well, because what I really liked, you know, each chapter deals with a different chakra. So you go up from, you know, the ruby root chakra all the way up to the crown with each chapter. And it had a list of physical symptoms and emotional symptoms, that if you're kind of blocked or detached or whatever emotionally, you may not have all those symptoms, but in each list, I could pick out at least something. It's like, oh, that's why that's happening. So yeah, just pick a chakra or two. And if you could kind of give an example of what's happening, and if you're detached, what that means physically and emotionally.
Okay. So as you said, each chapter, each chapter has its own list, so people can kind of flip through easily if they're looking.
Are you with it? Okay, cool. So you were just starting with an example of one of the chakra chapters.
Yeah. So let's talk about the second chakra, for example. The second chakra is between the belly button and the groin area, so in that lower belly area.
Right.
That's the sacral chakra. A lot of people think of this as the sex chakra, but it really is a lot more than that. It has to do with our relationships to our family lineage. It has to do with our creativity, of course, procreation, intimacy, sexuality, all of that is included. But it often for a person, it's what I call too in the book, the feeling center. It's where a lot of our emotions are stored and processed, just like the food as we take it in. As we digest it and work through it, it enters into this lower belly chamber to be either utilized in our body process or to move on along out of our bodies. And so this feeling area it's really important for passion, for getting in touch with, you know, our soul work and what we're doing here and what turns that connection to our soul. Pain and to our lover and to ourselves, and really that deep intimacy and that vulnerability with ourselves. And so the emotion that blocks this area a lot of times is guilt and that feeling of over responsibility. It usually often can start when we are young, if we felt like we had to parent our parent, if we feel responsible for a divorce or breakup or for a death in the family, if one of our siblings or parents struggling with mental illness or depression or something, we take on this idea of if I could have done something better, or it's because of me that I'm not X, Y, or Z enough. And there's this really deep sense of guilt or dissatisfaction with who we are that plays into this energy center, this feeling center. And so we start to detach and pull away from feeling safe and being vulnerable and being connected to our carnal desires and our sex drive and our desire to procreate, not just babies, but also art and music and life and dreams. And so that fire kind of goes out for a lot of people. And it also goes out as we age oftentimes because we lose touch with, we either get stale in our relationships, we stop working on our deep and interacting in those deep, passionate ways. And we store a lot of energy here around our hips, around, you know, a lot of people that suffer with trouble eliminating in their digestion, like with constipation and so forth. These are all symptoms of the stuck energy. And so we get expansive here. You know, we start holding it all instead of letting things process through and staying fluid and moving and being free and being vulnerable and being soft and sexy and into that aspect of, you know, putting forth life essentially.
Right.
So sacral chakra.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I find it comforting, you know, when I see this list of, if, you know, this particular chakra is blocked and you explain where it is in the body and the color and, you know, aromatherapy that goes along with it, you know, in each chapter. But if I look at the physical list or the emotional list and I can pick out, you know, one or two, that's kind of comforting to me to know that there's really not something quote unquote wrong or that I need to, you know, rush out and take a certain medication, but maybe just working through some of the feelings like you just talked about, you know, maybe somehow working through the guilt or saying, you know, I need to tap into my creativity or my sexuality or whatever. And that can, you know, kind of be that switch that makes it better.
Back into balance, you know, and that's what it's an imbalance. It's the same thing when we have irregular cells in our body, you know, with cancer and so forth. Some people, and I won't go so far to say, you know, fix this and that will go away too. But just emotionally, if you feel emotionally unstable or mentally unstable or not grounded or not connected or not in the kind of life that you want to have for yourself, then it is our responsibility. That's where the emotional maturity comes in, is, you know, being willing to process, but also being willing to own and understand what our place is in our own life and what we can do for ourselves.
Right, right. And one of the workshops I went to this weekend was the myth of the spider woman and how just tweaking our web with just one little thing can change. And so what I'm hearing you say is just, you know, maybe by just changing one little thing in my diet or the way that, you know, I exercise, maybe that one little tweak can lead to better balance or, you know, being not quite so disconnected.
I mean, everything shifts everything. And that's the other thing to note. It's not like the chakras are a set system. There's different, you know, energy moves constantly, like emotions should move regularly.
Right.
We're
right.
afraid of it because we get very comfortable in a certain way. And if we change that, then yeah. we don't know what to expect from there. So
yeah. And that's one phrase that I like that you said was instead of let it go, let it change. And then, you know, just let down that resistance. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for people is to say, okay, change. I know you're coming, and just kind of go with the flow of that.
Even when we don't feel well, we still don't want it to change. We're more afraid of something unknown and new than feeling bad, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to come to that realization though.
Yeah. And I also like how you said, you know, because we always hear that, you know, there's only two emotions, fear or love, and everything is kind of packed, you know, underneath those two buckets. And so sometimes I think when I'm in fear, I think, oh, that's wrong, that's bad, get out, you know, move toward love. But I like how you said that fear is actually a warning bell that change is needed. So it's kind of a, you know, positive twist on, oh, okay, I'm feeling fear. Instead of like, oh, no, I shouldn't think that, that's wrong. You know, okay, how can I tweak that?
Yeah.
So,
like, what is it telling me?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, give us your two websites one more time and people can get in touch with you.
It's modernsage.com or leahguy.com. L-E-A-H-G-U-Y.
Okay. And you have two chakra meditation CDs?
I have one CD. Yeah.
One CD. Seven, okay.
There's seven meditations on the CD.
Okay.
And there's a course on Daily Om available now, about 21 days from fear to freedom, which is a nice course to take that's affordable and you can do on your own time. And then I also, on the website, people will see, I work with people independently online as well, like through Skype.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we're going to take another quick break. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking to Leah Guy, and we will be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking to author and spiritual teacher, intuitive healer, Leah Guy. And so in her book, The Fearless Path, we were just talking about that each chapter deals with a different chakra and how if we have disconnected emotions or feelings that can kind of tip the balance of our physical and emotional states. But also in each chapter, Leah has what she calls emotional workouts. And so it's kind of little tips based on each chakra of how we can gain more balance. And so if you could give us maybe a couple of examples of, you know, different chakra and maybe what an emotional workout would be to help us in that particular area.
Okay, sure. Well, the emotional workouts, like you said, they're very similar to physical workouts, just to keep us involved and healthy and practiced and using our emotions. So some of them are very hands-on. They're not all like this cathartic emotional blah.
Yeah.
Some feel like we just don't want to do that, you know? So I tried to create very, you know, practical things that anyone can do. Like if you're feeling ungrounded and feeling unsafe and having a lot of anxiety and fear, then that's usually a root chakra or a second chakra issue. Right. Some people get very in their head, you know, their mind takes over their thoughts and it kind of dominates their life with anxiety and worry and trying to over control their life, that kind of thing. So a person needs some help getting stabilized. And simply, you know, a lot of people recommend nature, but I think even further, like getting your feet into connection with sand, with dirt, taking a sea salt bath with your feet. Even if it's, you know, in the nice weather and you can find a new baby green leaf, putting it between your foot and the sock between your in your shoe and staying really connected to nature that way. Also using our hands to feel things. So often we don't touch anybody or ourselves. You know, we do this very either no touching or very light disconnected touching. But really get your palm engaged on, you know, a safe person, your friend or your family member or your lover, and just really connect with them fully and give a full hug or touch the concrete wall, you know, something to get connected back into your body and with something else. So those are just a couple tips for the root chakra to get
stable. Right. Right. And we were just talking about the sacral chakra before, you know, the orange chakra between your belly button and genital area with creativity and sexuality. And I love that you had, I think, wasn't that the one where you had the cat-cow exercise?
Yeah. The cat-cow to open up and free the low back. A lot of times sacral energy, we get stuck in our hips with a lot of fear, you know, inability to move forward, that kind of thing. Our low back starts hurting and we don't feel able to, you know, stand tall and be free to hold ourselves in, breathe down into your belly. And so the cat-cow, a lot of yoga positions are very good. And yoga is for meditation and the chakras and freeing ourselves. So that's an excellent one. Also, you know, eating foods that help either soften or stimulate the energy. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned orange, you know, a lot of people recommend eating peppers, you know, mild peppers, like orange peppers, that kind of thing, lentils, different, you know, the color to work more with like the color therapy and also what's soothing for our digestive system in the second and third chakras in particular. So we can fire that up a little bit, you know, get it motivated and like chili, hot peppers and things if it doesn't upset your tummy, or we can cool it down some and give it some more earthy kind of real grounded foods, you know, from root vegetables, beets, turnips, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And I can't remember exactly what chakra it was, but you had one of the emotional workouts about suffering and to kind of name, like label the emotion that we're feeling and then turn that around and write down, okay, what would be the antidote, you know, almost the opposite to that. Can you remember which chakra that was for?
I don't remember actually. No, but I do, I lead a meditation often when I teach classes like that because, you know, our emotions are so closely related. And so I like to think of them as being on the same piece of paper, but the front and the back, you know, it's like if you're experiencing pain on the other side, it's very likely that you're experiencing love because only from the love do we feel the pain or from the desire or the want or the dream or, you know, what have the connection over here. And we're feeling pain from the disconnection and the loss. And so we need to honor both sides of that. It's never just one element, you know, that we wouldn't be able to experience that part of our emotion if we didn't have the opposite. So it can be very healing to get a different perspective.
Right.
You know, and that's part of that ownership of, you know, accepting the love as well as accepting the suffering.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, if I'm going through an emotional time, it would be so easy to label that I feel sad, I feel regret, I feel, you know, jealousy, I feel whatever. But then to say, okay, what's on the other side of that paper? You know, what's the antidote to that? Like, oh, okay. So it kind of gives me a path, you know, to say I'm not stuck here. And so, you know, kind of that accountability that, oh, I have a choice. You know, I can make it the fork in the road.
Saying, oh, I'm going to think positive today. I mean, positive thinking is nice and wonderful, but we also have to really, you know, be authentic and truthful about what we are experiencing.
Right. Well, I have to tell you a little anecdote. On the day that I was reading the chapter, I think it was about the solar plexus, you know, the yellow chakra, that's your power center. I had mentioned to you during the break that I've started writing monologues to go with some of my artwork and performing those at open mic nights. And that has been a process to where I am feeling it in my power center and just like, yes, you know, I'm really not just having fun with it, but that's a new power for me to feel it from there. And I was on such a high. And then the next day, I was like, I feel kind of like, was that okay? You know, and I was reading that chapter and it was talking about shame. And I thought, oh, and so then that made me kind of go back and think, yeah, that's kind of the environment that I grew up in with my family was, you know, stand out, shine, but don't shine too much, you know, still kind of conform. And I think I was not used to that power center and just really stepping into that and then thinking, oh, no, did you say too much? But when I recognized that, and with reading your chapter especially helped me recognize shame, I thought, oh, okay, you know, let go. Just don't go back to that old space, you know, kind of that trigger in the emotion. What else can you do? So I thought that was such a neat way to look at it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good awareness for sure. I mean, we all have that is when we start transitioning and transforming and shifting into something new, we're always going to be reminded. I mean, and that's part of our growth. That's part of our evolution, in my opinion. We can't just, you know, abandon the feeling of I'm unlovable or I'm not worthy enough or I should hide underneath a cloak. You know, we don't abandon that. We use that and it becomes part of our delivery, but we don't have to be in the shame of it. We can be in the healthy shame and also in our center of this is who I am. You know,
right.
And that, when you feel that, it feels like power, but it also just feels very connected. Like this is who I am.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, sometimes people are afraid of the freedom. And because if it feels kind of itchy and weird and, you know, kind of different because we're not used to it, it is kind of like, oh, no, that was wrong. So I'm going to kind of go back in my shell. But I love that a lot of what you say in the book, it really is taking accountability or at least having the awareness. And then we have a choice of which direction we're going to go in.
Right.
So with the emotional workouts in each chapter, you also talk about spiritual mapping. And this was a really cool process. And so can you describe what spiritual mapping is and how that works?
Sure. Well, I designed the spiritual mapping technique in my workshops. It's a little easier to explain when you have a whiteboard. But anyway,
yeah.
It's essentially a process that we take ourselves through to release blame from others about where we are in our life. So if we're unhappy in a certain place in our life, in our relationship, in our job, or what we're accomplishing or not, we start with the heart place, and then we put a place, we create a map essentially, and then we put a spot where we're struggling right now. And then we kind of find the key points between the heart place, which was our desire to get married, become a freelancer, you know, take this job, do this route or whatever. And from that place, generally, we take steps towards our desired goal. At right. some point between our heart and the place we are now, it's often times that we find people make a decision that's based on fear that takes them a little bit askew. So they kind of go off of their path a little bit. And when they make a decision based on fear, such as, I'm really miserable in this job right now because the way my boss teaches me, and I haven't gotten promoted in, you know, 5 years, and this isn't what I set out to do exactly. I took, you know, and we look back and we say, well, you took the job because it was in line with your degree or with what you wanted to get towards in the future. And at some point you've settled or you've made a decision to stay there because you were afraid that you didn't have what it took to go another direction or send out your resume or that you weren't good enough to do the thing that you really want to do. So you made a decision to stay. And then from that point, all the other decisions are based on that fear point. So it just helps us to identify where we're, you know, misstepped off of our heart trajectory and mm-hmm. how to release the blame from the thing that's bad in our life and go back to the point where we made that decision and then make a new decision. So ideally, it's a constructive kind of process where we can go a different direction.
Right. And that's what I liked about it is, again, that accountability thing and really an awareness thing. Because if I see that, oh, I took this job at the time and it was kind of a fear thing and that's I felt like that's the best I could get. And I'd really like to be over here, but I'm afraid I can't accomplish that. Then it kind of gives you the awareness that why did I take those steps or why am I not taking other steps? And instead of saying, oh, poor me, or blaming it on someone else, it really is an accountability to take responsibility for, oh, here's where I am and why, and now go from there to find steps.
It always brings you back to the core issue of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm not safe, whatever the core issue is. And that's where we have to keep returning to evolve and heal. You know.
Right. And it takes courage, you know, to be able to look at ourselves that clearly, you know, it's really holding the mirror up. So spiritual mapping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Say that again.
That's what the fearless path is. There's no one that can be without fear, but it's at least having the courage to show up to yourself.
Right. I love that. Well, we need to take one more quick break and we will be right back. You're listening to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking about all things fearless with Leah Guy. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned, intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We are talking to author Leah Guy with her beautiful book, The Fearless Path. And so we've been talking about the different chakra and emotional workouts and the spiritual mapping techniques that you have in your book. So you also talk a lot about meditation. And we all know that meditation relieves stress and, you know, relaxation. But how does meditation help us on this journey of emotional healing?
Well, I think the more that we can go within ourselves, even if a person is averse to meditation, because it can feel overwhelming, I think, for people to carve out that time. But even, you know, stillness, quietness, to allow some space and breathing space between you and all the distractions of your life so that we can listen. A lot of people just aren't listening to what's going on inside themselves. And so they just keep distracting and moving about. And so meditation or mindfulness is a way that we can get still enough to listen and hear of, you know, just like we were talking about earlier, these deep seated wounds that we may have or the joys that we're afraid to feel. You know, so many people are equally right. afraid to feel the happiness and the relief and move on in their life and so forth. So the more we can cultivate a relationship with our inner self, then the more we'll have less reliance on the external world to tell us how we are.
Right. And you call that soul signs. And so, you know, if you're not sleeping well or, you know, you're feeling agitated or whatever, that's right. a sign that, you know, maybe stop, drop, and listen, right. you know, through meditation.
Right. And or, you know, what other, some people do it when walks with nature. You can meditate in a million different ways. And that's right. the thing. You know, I try to encourage people. I don't sit with my legs crossed and my, you know, fingers together in this big Zen state for 20 minutes every day. I do a few minutes of that. I do yoga. I do quiet walks. I do sitting and contemplating. I do, you know, a lot of different things throughout the whole day where I try to stay connected to myself and give myself some space between whatever the stress is or whatever the work is and who I am. So it's helpful.
Right.
It's really helpful.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. It's really hard for me sometimes to have that 20 or 30 minutes of, okay, I'm going to dedicate it to just sitting here and being quiet. But there are many other ways. And I'm getting more into yoga, and that's such a great way to breathe. Because sometimes, you know, I'm not breathing by the end of the day. And so, but just little things like that, it can help a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about, you know, the difference between emotional health and mental health. And so what is the difference between those two?
Well, they're very closely related, but I want to distinguish the difference just because there's more and more, thankfully, more and more attention given to mental health, which is necessary and very needed in our society, especially now with everything that's going on. But the emotional aspect of that is equally as important. And the whole idea, I know many of us are aware that there's been no pamphlet, there's been no education for people. And for most of us, we grew up, you know, in households where our parents worked. We didn't have a lot of processing time or downloading time with people. Right. We were told, you know, to suck it up and move on and, you know, just get over things. And so there's been a lot of stagnation with the recognition of how important emotional health is. In fact, some people would say we're more afraid of our own emotional inner world that comes about through meditation or through self-reflection than we are afraid of most anything else. But our mind does, like I mentioned earlier, our mind becomes a reflection of our emotional health in many ways. For example, when we're feeling really out of control and we can't turn our mind off and we're into anxiety and obsessive thoughts or what have you. Generally, just like with anxiety, I say under anxiety, there's always an unresolved emotion. It's not something out there. We don't have a disease. You know, it's not something out there getting us. It's coming from within. And we can learn to at least manage it, if not overcome many of these things that we are dealing with by attending to our emotional health. So they're very closely linked, but also need, in my opinion, their own distinguished treatment, you know.
Right. And that reminds me, you know, through the chapters as you work up the chakra, and the seventh is the crown chakra, and you talk about the importance of spirituality. And so what can you say about that's so important to link into gaining emotional health?
Yeah, well, I think it's very important. And a lot of people, whether it's, you know, coming out of high school or college and thinking it's cool to just, you know, ditch that whole thing that your parents told you about, or when they drive to church or whatever, you know, we come to a lot of conclusions based on very little information, especially when things are forced on us. So I think it's really important for a person to seek and to study and to feel and allow themselves different experiences and to foster a relationship with a higher power of some sort. And, you know, again, when we try to over control our own lives, and we create a very myopic viewpoint of what is reality, and it separates us from having trust or faith in a bigger picture and a perspective and understanding and having deeper empathy for a situation or another person, and just having a sense of feeling safe in our own lives, you know, that things will work out or what have you. So I think it's really important. And I go so far to say, I think it's important to name it as well, just so it's not some vague idea. Call it whatever you want to call it, you know, but have a relationship that way. It's very grounding. It's equally as grounding as being connected to the earth here.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And that reminded me, I had gone to a workshop where they were talking about, you know, surrender in our culture seems so weak. But if we can surrender to that higher power, that's really one of the strongest things that we can do to help us go beyond, you know, just what our individual limited beliefs can get us to.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. And we were just talking during the break that you have a van tour that you've gone to Florida from New York, and you're going to eventually come to California. And so tell us about this van tour and what you do.
Well, I had a healing center and a retail store. And so I converted that into a van, a Sprinter van that you can stand up in. And it's got all of our products. I have a line of products, aura sprays, chakra oils, the meditation CDs, even a facial line, and some really beautiful complimentary personal and spiritual care products, crystals and so forth in the van. And to me, it's like as much of a movement of inspiration and reminder for people as it is as a way to get my brand and so forth out in the world too. So I go and I do workshops, and I go into cities, and I do some media events, and I open the doors, and I sell things and do chakra readings, and you know, just help educate people and inspire people to get on their path.
Right. And so can people see where you're going through either your social media or on your website? How do they know where you are?
Yeah, sure. On Instagram, it's Leah the Modern Sage is the best way, or Facebook, okay. Leah Guy the Modern Sage, and also my YouTube channel, which is my name, Leah Guy. I'll be doing either daily or by, you know, every couple of days, a blog with the van and interviewing experts and spiritualists and authors and musicians and everyone in the van. So it'll be a
cool.
Fun.
I love that. That's really cool. Okay, we only have a minute left. I just really quickly want to show people. This is my chickapoo that she is working through, processing her pain and trauma. She has done it to such a point that her chakras are balanced. She is flying like a butterfly, flowers coming down, processing emotion, and that's leading her to peace and joy. And so pick up Leah's book, The Fearless Path, and that can get you on the track to doing that for yourself. So give us one little Scooby bite, one little nutshell that you want to leave people with today.
Well, I think what's going on in our country, in our world, I would just say, you know, if you or someone that you know is suffering, and just encourage them to reach out and get help. You know, there's no shame in finding some help. And that's why I do what I do. And I know there's millions of people, not millions, hundreds, thousands of people that in some capacity or another, I think could give some good assistance. So that we can restore our sense of feeling safe and find the emotional and mental stability in some regard when possible. So.
Right. And do that, work through the process with, you know, people who can help you and not just detach.
Right.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Leah. This has been a great conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And good luck on your van tour. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, everybody. This has been Unstuck Joy, and we will see you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.